Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome to Psalms of Hope. Well, as I receive emails and letters from you, dear listeners, I'm aware that there is much turmoil in your world. And so I search and pray and meditate on topics I feel God would want me to share on this program with you, wherever this program reaches you. You know, sometimes in the night when I'm here alone in my office, like tonight, God gives me moments to see hurting people through His eyes, and the words flow. And He gives me thoughts and reminds me of ideas and scriptures to share with you through the airwaves. And sometimes, like on this program, God reminds me of the importance of keeping some laughter and joy in our lives as a balance to all of the trauma or loneliness or fear you may be facing. Recently, I was quite amused when I read that at Harvard University, you can take a course in happiness. You heard that right. A course in learning how to be happy at Harvard. Well, this obviously popular class is designed to help students discover, as the professor stated, how to get happy. Well, it's not a bad idea. The Bible spoke about it thousands of years ago in several places, about the fact that we can be happy in spite of our troubles. The Apostle Peter wrote in his letter to the early Christians and to us about being happy even though we have problems, even if those problems come from doing what is right. Let me read it to you. If you suffer for what is doing right, be happy, and be not afraid of the terror, neither be troubled. Yes, many places in the world where this program, Psalms of Hope, is broadcast, people suffer and are even murdered for believing in Jesus. But Jesus says to us wherever we are, be not afraid, for I will be with you. And the Apostle Paul, writing from prison, wrote, none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. You know, when we're facing decisions about how we should act or how we should live, we must keep in mind that while God wants us to be happy, true joy really comes from the deep core within us as we live a God-honoring life. And now Carol Roberson sings a song that reminds us of the foundation of our happiness. The title is, Jesus is My Happiness.
I don't need no mansion high up on a hill to know that my life has been blessed. My soul is satisfied. My sins were crucified. Jesus is my happiness. I don't need no fancy clothes or a diamond ring. Know that I've got the very best. I've got sweet peace of mind. And when I leave this world behind, Jesus will be my happiness. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Is my strength.
I'd rather have His love than anything. The good things of this world come and go, but true happiness is a lasting thing.
Jesus is my happiness.
gold or gates made of pearl. I know Jesus will be heaven's best. If I go or if I stay, I'm a winner either way. Jesus is my happiness. I don't need no mansion high upon a hill to know that my life has been blessed. I've got sweet peace of mind, and when I leave this world behind, Jesus will be my happiness. Jesus will be my happiness. Oh yes, Jesus will be my happiness.
Oh, I hope you can say with me, Jesus is my happiness. I found that's where my deep, contented joy and happiness comes from, no matter what's going on in my life. Jesus is my happiness. One day, my husband Randy and I were talking about why I feel called to my radio ministry, Psalms of Hope. And he made a statement to me about the importance of my time with you. He said, God is using your program, Psalms of Hope, to help produce hope in the hearts of people. And you know, that is why I love to share with you on this radio program affirming words and Bible verses, Bible stories, and God-honoring music. Yes, God has called me to touch your spirit through radio, so hope in God will grow in your heart, helping you to deal with the events of your days and your nights. You know, I know some people live daily in a river of fear and despair. And so when I share simple words of hope and the chords of gospel music fill your car or home, I pray you'll be encouraged to keep going for another day. Jesus said in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." You know, even though your life may feel like it's been torn to shreds, perhaps you don't know what the next doctor's report will say, events swirl around you, I hope you can take these few minutes today, stop what you're doing, and let the joy of Jesus fill your heart as God applies His medicine of peace to your weary soul. Jesus promised you His peace when you have problems, and He said you could be of good cheer even though you have problems. Doctors have now confirmed what King Solomon said thousands of years ago in Proverbs when he wrote, "A merry heart does good like a medicine." Yes, joy and laughter will bring healthy oxygen and enzymes into your bloodstream, helping your body process healing. I had to chuckle one day when I was talking with a lady about the scripture that says joy comes in the morning, and she said, "Yes, I know things always look better in the morning. The trouble is, morning takes so long to get here." So, if you find your nights are long and lonely, here's a wonderful song based on that scripture. It's Gary McSpadden singing, "Joy Comes in the Morning."
If you've knelt beside the rubble of an aching, broken heart, when the things you gave your life to fell apart, you're not the first to be acquainted with sorrow, grief, or pain. But the Master promised sunshine after rain. Hold on, my child, joy comes in the morning. Weeping only lasts for the night. Hold on, my child. the darkest hour means dawn is just inside.
Just inside.
Now to invest your seed of trust in God in mountains. You have risked your life on things you cannot prove. Just to give the things you cannot keep for what you cannot lose. That's the way to find the joy God has for you. Hold on, my child, joy comes in the morning.
Comes in the morning.
Weeping only lasts for the night. Hold on, my child. Just inside. Hold on, my child, for dawn is just inside.
Just inside.
Yes, hold on, my child. Joy comes in the morning. Weeping only lasts for the night. The darkest hour means dawn is just in sight. Oh, that's so true. With Jesus by your side, dear friend, joy will come in the morning. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And today I'm talking about living a life of joy, happiness, and holiness, no matter what the events are in your life. Recently, a listener sent me a statement, and there was no author listed, but it made me think. Let me share it with you. If you want to find happiness for an hour, take a nap. If you want to find happiness for a day, go fishing. If you want to find happiness for the rest of your life, invite Jesus into your heart and then go help others. Well, as I've shared on other programs, when I've been feeling down and depressed, the fastest way to get through it was to go to the senior center and help serve food or help out at some other charity or volunteer to tutor children. Organizations in any community always need people to help. And, you know, it's in giving of ourselves that we will find joy and happiness. And it will change our sad heart. It will change our sad thoughts. In fact, we can see in the Bible that the Apostle Paul did just that. He wrote about it in the book of Philippians. Oh, he couldn't leave the prison he was in, but he wrote that because he was in chains, the guards and other inmates came to hear about Jesus. In fact, he wrote that he had learned to be content while he was in prison. And it was in the book of Philippians that he mentioned the word joy 16 times. Yes, Paul had joy in prison, but he also wrote about living a life that would be a witness to those we meet. Now here's another song that talks about what Paul wrote. We can have happiness when we follow Jesus. Here are the Couriers singing, "Happiness is following Jesus."
But their hearts are filled with emptiness.
And in the middle of the crowd, they're still alone.
happiness is following Jesus. Happiness is serving the Lord. Yes, real happiness is knowing the joy of salvation. And you'll never know real happiness till you know the Lord. Are you longing for a life that's filled with joy and
Yes, happiness is following Jesus. And on this program, I've been talking about bringing joy and laughter into our lives and that of our friends. And you know, we can do it because of our relationship with Jesus. Did you know that God created our bodies to respond to joy and laughter? One doctor wrote, "The health benefits of laughter are no laughing matter." Yes, more and more doctors are telling us that laughter can actually aid in the healing process in our body. The number of ways that laughter benefits our body is enormous. Here are a few. Laughter increases the heart rate and blood pressure, which increases our blood flow to the brain, which also aids in our thinking processes. Laughter can also relax the muscles. Doctors have found that a few minutes of out loud laughter can break the pain cycle and relieve muscle tension that builds throughout the day. Laughter helps our body produce endorphins, the body's natural painkiller. Did you know that endorphins are stronger than morphine? And laughter helps relieve stress in your body. Of course, laughter also helps in your relationships. If you don't think laughing and having joy is very scriptural, think about this. I discovered the words joy, laughter, and rejoice, totaled together, are found 476 times in the Bible. So, I believe keeping joy in your life, being happy, is important to God. He established it thousands of years ago. And laughter has also been proven to work wonders with your mental health, as well as helping strengthen your immune system. And since we're talking about laughing, let's practice a little laughter. I hope you'll at least chuckle a little, but a good out loud laugh would be good, even if I'm not that funny. Okay, here's one I like. I found it on a card. It says, "Remember, when the going gets tough, You can always come over and hide in the closet with me. And then there's this one. It is said that God never gives us more than I can handle. But sometimes I wonder why he has so much confidence in me. And then this last one. There are these two really old ladies sitting out on a porch in their rocking chairs. And one of them says to the other, "I'm getting so old that all my friends in heaven will think I didn't make it." Well, and now for a song. The Tallies sing, "Jesus, You're the Center of My Joy."
Jesus, You're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from You. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, You're the center of my joy.
When I've lost my direction, You are the compass for my way. Lord, You're the fire and the light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, You are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, Your hand is there to hold. So I say, Jesus, You're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from You. My contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, You're the center of my joy.
Lord, You're why I find pleasure in the simple things of life.
You are the music in all the meadows and the streams.
Children in our families and our homes.
Lord, You are the source and the finish of my highest dreams. Oh, Jesus, You're the center of my joy.
Oh, yes, Jesus, You're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from You. Well, I hope that's true in your life too. I hope you understand that. All that's good and perfect comes from God for you. Well, here we are, and our time together is almost over. You know, I think when I decided to share with you about the importance of joy and laughter, it's because I need it too. These days, the world is not a funny place. And we often have so much trauma and difficulty in our lives, and even those times when we're in a good place, it's so easy to get busy and forget to smile, forget to laugh. And we also need to be able to laugh at ourselves, don't we? Someone once said, "Humor is to life what shock absorbers are to automobiles. It smooths out the rough spots." Oh, yes, we need to find ways to laugh more. Maybe watch a funny TV show or go to funny movies, read clean, humorous books, and spend more time with children who make us laugh. One of our early presidents, President Abraham Lincoln, was quoted as saying, "Most folks are about as happy as they choose to be." So, dear friends, choose to be happy, like the Apostle Paul, in spite of your circumstances. If you choose to smile at people, most folks will smile back. A friend of mine once said, "A smile is like a kiss. In order to get any good out of it, you have to give it to someone else." However, I don't agree. We can smile or even laugh when we're alone and lighten our own life. Remember David in the Bible? When his friends wanted to stone him, it says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And you know, the wisdom of King Solomon supports my premise that you can choose to be happy. Listen to this. A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Since I really don't want any dry, broken bones at this point in my life, I am choosing to be happy, and I hope you'll join me. So, dear friends, no matter what circumstances are in your life, remember that God promises He'll never leave you or forsake you. That promise alone should bring a smile to your face, knowing that you don't have to face your life alone or jump without a parachute. I hope you've enjoyed this program and that you'll remember to smile more and, better yet, laugh a little. And be sure and tune in again at the same time next week. And if you want to hear this program again, check with your station. On most stations, I'm on more than once a week. I always look forward to our time together. I hope you'll write or email me. I'd love to send you my devotional book, Reflections, as my free gift. Just ask for it, and it's yours. This is Samantha Landy. Remember, God loves you very much, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.